D'accord.
Gustavo,
Gustavo? Marco? Gustavo?
welcome. We're going to give it another minute.
Okay, I'm going to mute.
Okay. Somebody said, excuse me, so. Please say again.
Brandela.
Go to stove.
Go to stove.
This is going to be an unusual Rosh Chodesh event in the manner of the order that we do things. So we will be doing the handout for the Rosh Chodesh, and you'll find that on the Unique Astrological Times link underneath the two pictures on the right of every Hashem webpage, or on in mobile devices, you'll usually find it at the bottom of the page. Once the link opens up, the Unique Astrological Times link, scroll down till you find the words Rosh Chodesh ER, IYAR. And there's a series of links from previous years, but there's a handout from the year 5780, and that will be our handout tonight. In addition to that, we will be starting with the counting of the Omer handouts. Last night, we counted the 14th day of the Omer. And you can find out these handouts from a page titled yeshem.com/omer.htm. And that is spelled omer.htm. When that landing page opens up, scroll down to the appropriate date, which is the evening of the 23rd of April. And we will start with step one of the counting of the Omer, which is a L'Shem Yehud. L'Shem Yehud Kudshabari Hu Ishkinte Bidhilu Urhimu Urhimu Udhilu Leakta L'Shem Yudhe Bavavhe The Yehuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael. Hine Anachnu Bayem L'Kayem Mitzvat Sefirat HaOmer. la'asot nachat ruach liotzreinu, v'la'asot ratzon borenu, v'ayehino am Adonai Eloheinu, aleinu ma'asei yadeinu konenei aleinu, ma'asei yadeinu konenehu. Step two is to connect to the various verses from the Tanakh that help point our consciousness into the right direction. Today is a Rosh Chodesh day. It's Rosh Chodesh Aleph. And therefore, we will be connecting to Hashem's name using the permutation for this month, which is Yud Hey Hey Vav. Adonai Yo Hey Hey Vav Adanu Yo Yo Aheda Wanu Hey Yo Igmor Beadi Adonai Yo Hey Hey Vav Adanu yo, yo aheda wanu heyo, azdecha leolam, maase yadicha el teref. Echra le'elohim elyon la'el gomer alai. Ve'a'avor alayich bi'erech mitboseset Ve'damayich li'amar lecha Ve'damayich chayeh Ve'amar lecha ve'damayich chayeh Barki nafshi et Adonai yo hey hey Adanu yo, yo aheda wanu heyo, Elohim Elohei gedalta meod hod, wechadar levosht levashta, o taor. Keshalim shelima no teshemaim kariya. The step three is the bracha. Baruch ata aleph tetaf. To the Hay of Malchut, Adonai Yo Hey Hey Wa, Adanu Yo Yo Aheda Wanu Hey Yo, Yud Hey Hey Wa, Eloheinu Melech Haolam. Asher kiddushanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu al sefirat ha'omer. Ayom chamisha eser yom la'omer shehem shenei shavuot v'yom echad. Today is the 15th day of the Omer, which is 2 weeks and 1 day. Arachaman, Hu Yachatzir Avodat Beit Hamikdash Limkoma Bimhera Biyameinu. And we all say, Amen. number 15 connects to the upper worlds, the Yud and He, the worlds of Atzilut and Bria, the name of God, Yah, Yud He. But the number 15 also connects to the three columns of the tree of life, in that 15 is 3 times 5. And what do the 5 represent? They represent Keter, Chachma, Bina, Zeranpin, and Malchut in the frame of the right column of the tree of life. And they represent Keter, Chachma, Bina, Zeranpin, and Malchut in the frame of the left column of the tree of life. And they represent Keter, Chachma, Bina, Zeranpin, and Malchut in the frame of the central column of the tree of life. Step 6 is the menorah psalm, Psalm 67. We will be stopping at a word and a letter to utilize those tools, the word and the letter, to delve into our own character traits, to see what we choose to change about ourselves. Lam natseach bin ginot mizmor shir Elohim yechanenu vivarkenu Ya'er panav itanu selah. La da'at ba'aretz darkecha v'kol goyim yeshuatecha. Yoducha amin. Amin is a word that means nations or peoples. And in the frame of a permutation, it can be the people of the sea or sea people. In Torah, the word yam, sea, is a code word for Torah itself, so that it can also be a nation or a people of the Torah. In what ways can you increase your characteristics, your predilection, your desire to promote Torah study, both for yourselves and for others? Amin is also a word that can be translated as sea water. The last three letters of Amim spell Maim, which is water. And the Ayin, the first letter, is a letter that is a word that means I, E-Y-E. What do we do with the organ that we call I? We see. We see without judgment. We see the totality, not just what is limited. When you see water, you're seeing loving kindness. Elohim Yoduka Amin Kulam. Ismechu Veraninu Leumim. The letter Yud in the word Le Elohim, the word Leumim. The letter Yud is the first letter of Hashem's name. The letter Yud is the smallest letter in the alphabet. And the letter Yud represents the number 10 through its gematria. And yet when it's spelled out, Yud Vav Dalet, it represents and connects to the number 20. It represents 10 sephirot of direct light and 10 sephirot of returning light, all unified. How can you increase your vessel by doing restriction or doing binding by striking? How does that increase your vessel? How does that increase your desire? Do you understand binding by striking? Do you use binding by striking in your life? Did you use it today? Will you use it now? Will you use it tomorrow? How can you change yourself so that you use it binding by striking more frequently? How do you use the letter Yud to be able to see yourself more clearly, so that you will know what characteristics, what midot, you have a desire to change? And then will you see how to change those midot, those characteristics, those personality traits? Ki tishpot amin mishor ulumin ba'aretz tanhem sela. Yoducha amin Elohim, yoducha amin kulam, eretz natna yula yuvarkenu. Elohim, Eloheinu, Yivarkeinu, Elohim v'yiru, oto kol afsei aretz. The seventh step is to connect to the Ana B'Koach. Please join me. And since this is the time we are doing the Ana B'Koach, we will be also doing our Rosh Chodesh event dance. Ana B'Koach Gedulat Yemincha Tatir Serura. Aleph Bet Gimel Yotach Sadi. Kabel Rinat Amcha Sag Beinu Taharenu Nora Kufrei Shayan Sintet Nun. Hmm. Nagibor Dor. The letter Dalet is the 15th letter in the Anabakoa. The letter Dalet is a doorway. A doorway can be closed. Are you closed? A doorway can be open. Are you open? Do you want your doorway open? Do you want to let in loving kindness? Do you want to keep your door closed to keep out judgments? Or perhaps you want judgments as well, because if you're righteous, there's no need to wait for the effect of the judgment. There's no need to do teshuvah if you're righteous. But as we know, all human beings will sin, no matter how righteous they have grown to be. They will still make mistakes. Will you use your intuition to know when to open your door, to let in the energies? Will you use your intuition to know when you'll close the door, to keep out the energies that are coming from the negative system? Dor she Yehuda Yehuda Kevavat Shamrim Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kaf Shin Barhem Tacharim Rachamei Tzidkatcha Tavid Gam Leim Betet Resh Sadi Tav Gimel Chasin Kadosh Bero Tuha Ael Adatecha Tet Kuf Bet Tet Nunayan. This is the time of the month of Iyar. We will learn shortly the permutation Yo Hey, hey, wah. The letter Pei that created the planet Venus. The planet Noga. And the Vav that created the constellation Shor, the bull, the Taurus. The Pei and the Vav together have a gematria of 86, the same gematria as the word, the name of God, Elohim, the same gematria of the word in Hebrew that translates as nature, Hateva. Yo, hey, hey, wa, yo, hey, hey, wa, yo, hey, hey, wa, yo. Yo, hey, hey, wa. 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 Yo hey hey wa, yo hey hey wa, yo hey hey wa, hey love, no gatoris, no gavinus, poris, sho. Yo, hey, hey, wah. Are you happy? Keep on being happy. Yo, hey, hey, wah. Can you smile as you say? Hey, yo, hey, hey, wah. Yo, hey, hey, wah. Yo, hey, hey, wah. Yo, hey, hey, wah. Yo, hey, hey, wa. Yo, hey, hey, wa. The letter pay is the mouth speaking words of Torah. Yo, hey, hey, wa. The letter vav is a channel, is a flow of Shefa to our world. Are you happy drawing Shefa? Yo, hey, hey, wah. Yo, hey, hey, wah. The letter pay has a bit inside, teaching us to speak the words of blessings. Yo, hey, hey, wa. 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 Yachid ge'e, lamcha p'nei, zofre kedushatecha. Yud Gimel Amet, Pei Zion Kuf. Shavatenu Kabel, Ushmati Akatenu, Yodea Ta'alumo. Shin Kufav, Zadi Yud Tav. And the eighth word, first of the Anabakoa, we say in a whisper. In step 8, the 8th or the 15th verse, the 15th journey in the 42 journeys in the desert, was leaving Chatzerot and camping at Ritma. Ritma is also known as Kadesh Barnea. This is the place from where the spies were sent to scout out the land of Israel. Are they spies or are they tourists? The same word in Hebrew can be translated both ways. Are you a spy in this physical world? Or are you a tourist in this physical world? The spies returned with a slanderous report because they chose to be spies and not tourists. They defamed the land and they caused panic among the children of Israel. Hence the place was named Ritma, which in Hebrew means a broom. the term that is used to describe Lashon Hara, an evil tongue. What can Ritma give you? What can he add to you, to your deceitful tongue? Can you sweep away all those judgments so that you only speak words of Torah, words of loving kindness? Am I being crazy to say that words of Torah that express ideas of plagues, that express ideas of judgment, that connect to the name Elohim, can I be so bold as to say that that is loving kindness from the Creator? The answer to that question I'm asking is yes. Because judgment from the Creator is loving kindness. We want to be close to the Creator, and in order to do so, we have to cleanse ourselves. And in order to cleanse ourselves, we have to evaluate. We have to judge ourselves. Some tell us that the reason Ritma is named Broom is because it has many rotem trees that grew in that place. Brooms are like a deceitful tongue. They're leafless. They tolerate. And they often thrive best in poor soils. This is the nature of the rotem tree. When they are cultivated where the land is supporting, they don't need much care. Does Lashon Hara, does evil speech need care or reprimand? And is the reprimand loving kindness? Step 9. Ribono shel olam, ata tzevitanu al yedei Moshe, avdecha lispor sefirata omer, kedei letacharenu miklipotenu umtumatenu, kimo shekatavta betorata uspartem, Lachem mimacharat ha-shabbat, miyom haviyachem eto omer, ha-tenufa sheva shabbatot, demimot teyinyana, mimacharat ha-shabbat ha-shevit, tesefiru chamishim, yom kedei sheitacharu nafshot, Amcha Yisrael, Mizohamatam, Uvechen Yehiratzon, Milfanecha. Adonai Yohewa, Adanu Yo, Yoahedawanu Heyo. Eloheinu. Elohe avoteinu, shebizchut sefirat haomer, shesafarti hayom, yetukan ma shebagamti besefira. Chesed shebetiferet. Chesed Shibetiferet is loving kindness in the frame of balance. Chesed is love, loving kindness, generosity, expansiveness, constant sharing. Chesed is the expansion of love in our world, in our universe, in our hearts. Tiferet is the essence of compassion. What is the difference between love and compassion? Tiferet is beauty. It's balance. It's truth. Until you are able to explain the difference in words between loving kindness, chesed, and compassion, tiferet, you truly do not understand either. I once asked a teacher of mine, what's the difference between chesed and tiferet? The answer I was given didn't answer my question, but it set me on a path to be able to learn to answer that question. The answer I was given is, if you're looking to two colored pieces of glass, one is green and one is red. You're looking through both at the same time, the green first and then the red. What color do you see? Now change the order so you're looking through the red first and the green next. What color do you see? A hint that I was not given. When you run the light frequency through a scientific device and you measure that light frequency and you apply a number to it, a frequency to it, when you put the green first and the red second, it's the same number as when you put the red first and the green second. But that is not the answer. V'et taher v'et kadesh b'kdusha shel ma'ala. Amen, Selah. The Tzaddikim who chose to leave this day, the 30th day of Nisan, which is Rosh Chodesh Aleph of Iyar, there is a major hint in that relationship about the process of evolution, the process of the creative process, the four phases. The Tzaddikim who chose to leave, Rabbi Yaakov ben Rav, Rabbeinu Mahari ben Rav, and Rabbi Chaim Vital, the main student, the only redactor, the writer of the teachings of the Ari. Rabbi Avraham Broide of Frankfurt, Rabbi Nathaniel Weil, Rabbi Yaakov Emden, Rabbi Chaim Meir Yeshiel of Drobich, Rabbi Moshe Hirschler, Step 11. The prophet associated with Chesed Sheba Tiferet is Shemaiah, Ish Elohim. The prophet Shemaiah, who is a man of Elohim, a man of judgment, a man of manifestation. Where do you find the name Elohim? Gematria of Chesed Sheba Tiferet has an external gematria, a regular gematria of 1,455, and that parses into 1,000 plus 455. 1,000 is an aleph and represents unity. 455 is the gematria of the Hebrew word for giving. Giving relates to loving kindness and compassion. Giving, we teach in Kabbalah, is sharing with an expectation of receiving in return. Giving is sharing with an agenda. Can we separate that agenda so that the only reason we share is to share with the Creator and create the circuit of energy of receiving for the sake of sharing? In the Pirkei Avot, there are 48 ways to acquire the Torah. The 15th method that is listed is to limiting one's sleep. Why would we limit sleep? Our scientists tell us we need 8 hours to be healthy. And most of us, once we reach adulthood, don't sleep 8 hours. This is a question to meditate upon. This is a question to answer for each of ourselves. We will now connect to the Rosh Chodesh ER handout that I mentioned at the beginning of this class. And as we said, our pattern today is different than our normal Rosh Chodesh events because we said the Ana B'Koach during the counting. And we've already made our connection, but now we need to have understanding of the meaning of the words. the meaning of the energy of the month. And the ER is a very interesting, unfathomable month. Because it's connected to the planet Noga, the planet Venus. And as on the 20th century, we've discovered that Venus has a cloud cover. So you can't see what happens underneath. The word Noga, which is Venus, is also the fourth phase of the negative system. And that fourth phase of the negative system is sometimes it's holy and sometimes it's not. What makes the difference? The consciousness of the action associated with that fourth phase. If I am eating a kosher chocolate chip cookie, is it holy or is it not? If I'm eating it because I love chocolate chip cookies and I just want another one for myself, it's Noga, and it returns to the negative system, and it strengthens the negative system, God forbid. But if I eat that cookie for the purposes of gaining strength and pleasure in the study of Torah, and I eat that cookie because I want to share pleasure to the Creator, then that energy that I receive from that cookie is kosher, it's holy. It's very significant in my life. The month of ER is like Venus. It's hard to understand what goes on because the light, the month is known as the Kodesh Ziv in the Torah. Most of the months of the year do not have names. They have numbers in the Torah. But Kodesh Ziv has a name. Kodesh Ziv, Kodesh Iyar, is the second month of the year. Normally we would think the second month is not a positive month because it represents, just like Monday, a blue day, a day of separation. But ER has the meaning of breaking through of the light. It's called the month of Ziv because it is bright, just like the planet Vega, Venus, because of the cloud cover that doesn't let me see the surface, reflects the light of the sun, and I see it more clearly than other planets. The name ER implies great passion that is dormant and waiting for the right moment to break forth. Rabbi Nachman of Breslov teaches that the best time to collect herbs for healing is during the month of ER. If you look at the spelling of the month of ER, sometimes it's only one yud, and then it's Aleph Yud Resh. Aleph stands for the word Ani, I. Yud stands for the name Hashem, Yud Hey Vav. And Resh stands for the word Rofecha, your healer. Iyar is Ani Hashem Rofecha. I am Hashem, your healer. This is what's available in the month of Iyar, healing. Healing through thought, which is the seed level. Everything starts with a thought. The attribute associated with Iyar is hear her, reasoning, thinking. It is a good month to be thinking. What are you thinking about? You're counting the Omer. In Nisan, you count the Omer, but not all of the month. In Sivan, you count the Omer, but not all of the month. In the Iyar, you count the Omer each and every day of the month. It's a month of light. It's a month of healing. But to heal, you have to get out of yourself. When we're sick, we devolve into our selfish thinking. I'm in pain. I'm in discomfort. I'm not well. I need somebody to care for me. The way to heal is to care for others. The ancient tribal connection was the tribe of Shimon. But today in the modern age, it's the Issachar. And Issachar has two shins, but we only pronounce one of them. Issachar was the son of Jacob, but he was a tent dweller. He studied Torah. The tribe of Issachar discerned the times, meaning that they were knowledgeable in calculating the time of the new moons. Issachar is supported physically, financially, by his brother Zebulon. But it wasn't only that Zebulon gave half of his money to Issachar, and Issachar gave half of his Torah study to Zebulon. Issachar provided for his physical needs within his own tribe. But his emphasis was on Torah study and living in the tent. He did physical work as a side effort to the Torah study. Zebulon studied Torah as well as did his physical work of earning money. Where was the emphasis? From Zebulun, it was on one level, that of the work. And on Issachar, the emphasis was on the study of Torah. In the month of Iyar, it's a good time with the counting of the Omer to look at the things that you need to change, to look at yourself with honest eyes. The tribal totem for Issachar was a fortress, or it can be a canyon. Both represent shelter and protection. just as having the light of Hashem feels and is a protection shield. But it can also be blinding if your vessel isn't ready for it. And when it's blinding, you can't see the surface of Venus. You don't know what's coming. And this is a way to develop your connection to Vadai, to certainty, to ultimate trust that the Creator will plan your life. And you will implement that plan without running astray. The tribal herb is onika, ciporin. This herb relates to the idea of natural noises, the sounds of the ocean waves, the sounds of birds chirping. And it actually has the same shoresh as the word sipor, bird. And these sounds of nature are a useful tool to settle the heart, to settle the emotions. And it's a good tool to utilize during ER. Meditate with the sounds of the flowing nature behind you, running into your ears. Recently in the television, the advertisements that are coming is to listen, to download sounds of nature, the rain falling on the ground, the ocean waves, the birds chirping. The house of Zebulun, of Issachar, is that of the house of Maimon. The house of financial support. The tribe of Issachar does not worry about where the rent will be coming from, does not worry about having money. It's not because they're wealthy. They are wealthy in Torah. And being wealthy in Torah brings you wealth in physicality. But it's not that they were wealthy. They just knew that their brother would help them if their crops failed, the crops that they went out and planted. But they didn't go out to plant as the reason for getting wealthy. They went out to plant for food. But their desire was to be in the tent studying Torah. What is the nature of the tribe of the bull, of Shor, Shin Vav Resh? One of the 72 names is Vav Shin Resh. Vav Shin Resh is the name associated with the first verse of the Anabakoah. Vav Shin Resh connects to memories, but not the typical memories. Vav Shin Resh connects to loving kindness. It connects to the same gematria, 506, as the phrase Ahavatina, unconditional love. This is the month of Iyar. The nature of people born under this sign, born in this month of Iyar, the nature of these people is their comfort zone. Because they're feeling this light, They're constantly living in a comfort zone. And it isn't necessarily always appropriate to live in your comfort zone. There are times you need to break out of your comfort zone. There are times that you have to remove the door that's blocking you from being able to see and experience what you need to experience. The tribal direction is Ma'ariv, which is west, the place where the sun sets. Does that mean the darkness is where the month of Taurus is all about? Understanding how to be in balance is what is capable of being taught in the month of Taurus, in the month of Iyar. What is balance? Balance is knowing who you are. Balance is knowing what you are to do with this lifetime. What is your spiritual work during this lifetime? And what do you need to do at any time that you find yourself out of balance? How do you bring balance back into your life? How do you reconnect to balance? In modern science, it's being taught to bring yourself back to balance. Take deep breaths. Deep breaths. What is a deep breath? It's the breathing that a baby does. Long and slow. This is how you get back to balance. Binding by striking is a tool to return to balance. It's very interesting to note that the number 86, as we've said, relates to the word of God, the name of God, Elohim, and also to the name in Hebrew of Hateva, nature. The natural order of things, this is a world of judgment. That's what Elohim represents. It's the natural order of the world, is judgment. How do we know that? Because we look at the animal world. We look at the plants, at the way they grow and follow the sun. The natural order is to seek light. But the natural order of life is one of judgment, of not making mistakes, of seeking to connect to that light. In addition to Elohim having a gematria of 86, the word hallelujah has a gematria of 86. And hallelujah is best parsed as hallelujah. Yah represents the upper worlds, Atzilut and Briah. Hallelujah is praise, is thankfulness. Praise Yah, hallelujah. Praise God, speak his words of praise from the Torah. Again, we have this idea. The light is so bright, I can't see what's coming. The world is judgment. The judgment's coming. But praising God is my protection shield. My appreciation of Hashem is my protection shield. We have a holiday that everybody has heard of. It's called Lag BaOmer during Iyar. It's the 33rd day of the Omer. And on that day, we will discuss what the meaning of that holiday is. I don't want to take the time now. But know also that a few days before that is a connection to a holiday that's in the Bible. It's Pesach Sheni, the second Pesach. For those who were distant from Hashem at the time of Pesach, to those who were impure and could not participate in the Paschal sacrifice, they were given a second chance on Pesach Sheni, the 14th day, the night of the 15th. Pesach Sheni is our second chance. The month of Iyar is our second chance. Utilize it. Use it in the frame of your thoughts. Use it in the frame of your teshuvah. Use it in the frame of your confessions. Use it in the frame of your actions. There are 2 days of holidays coming up that most of us in America, we may have heard about it, but it's not really part of our lives like it is in the modern state of Israel. It's their Independence Day, the modern state's formation on the fifth day of Iyar. Why was the modern state declared in Iyar? Couldn't they wait till Sivan? Couldn't they have done it earlier in Nisan? Why in Iyar? Because what did the modern state do? It provided a land for the children of Israel. It healed, or it began the healing of the modern state of Israel, begins the healing of 2,000 years of exile. Did the redemption begin with the establishment of the modern state of Israel? There are some who teach that. And there are some who say, no, it's not. But there's 2 days of this holiday, and they're really different reasons, different holidays. The day before the Independence Day, the modern establishment of the modern state of Israel, there is a day commemorating the death of the 6 million. It's called Yom HaZikaron, the Day of Memory. On that day, a horn, not a shofar, but a horn sounds around Israel. And if you can imagine it, the freeways, the highways, and every place else, people stop what they are doing. They stand at attention. They get out of their cars on the freeway. They stand at attention and they think. They think about the people who have been lost in the Shoah, in the Holocaust. They think about the people who have been lost in the wars of independence and in the wars to keep that independence in 67 and 73, in the ongoing battles today. Where else in the world, what other nation would you have a joyous holiday of independence preceded by a somber holiday of remembering? Here are practical tools to adopt in this month of ER. There is no coincidence. You must know that. You must not believe it. All events in your life are connected. All events in someone else's life are connected to your life. As soon as you think that it's coincidence, it just happened, there isn't an order to that happening. There isn't a connection to that happening. You are lost. You must learn to know there is no such thing as a coincidence, that every event, every minute is connected to the minute before and to the minute after. That every event is connected to the what comes after it and what happened before it. Everything is connected. Part of that process is to make time out of our busy lives to connect to Hashem. Right now we're in this period of the virus, so we have more time to study Torah, which is why I'm teaching more classes. Yet we need to make time, even in this period where it's much more fun to watch television, perhaps. It's much more fun, hopefully, to spend time with your children if you have them, or with other people's children if you don't. It's time to do more, to help those who are going crazy with their children. And it's time to help the children understand how they impact their parents. This is a month of healing. We need to go outside of our spiritual comfort zone in order to heal. We need to open that door to the house that we've built around ourselves to hide within. Go out of your comfort zone. Walk that extra mile. do a little bit more than you did yesterday, spiritually. Do additional good deeds, additional mitzvot. Know that when you do a mitzvah, you connect to God. And it's a month of giving tzedakah. It's a month of recognizing the judgments come at us. The only thing that protects us is the light. And the major tool the light has given us is the tool of tzedakah, the tool of charity. But tzedakah is not tithing. There's a difference. Use the tool of tzedakah. Share your time. Share your money. Share your resources. Other than time and money, is there anything else? Yes, there's love. There's smiling. There's being happy. Share your joys with others. Help them rise out of their doldrums that this negative month, because the light is so bright and the vessel can't handle it, that they feel depressed. The depression comes from the soul that knows it's not doing enough. Help those who know they're not doing enough to get out of their doldrums and do more. The only way you learn to do more is to recognize that you're not doing enough. And everyone is tired after Passover. And everyone is tired counting the Omer. And everyone is tired. And that's when you reach down inside yourself and draw out Chodesh Zeev, the month of light that is really within yourself, and bring it out so that it shines on other people. And through that shining, through that sharing, you elevate your joy and happiness to a higher level. Chodesh Tov. Does anyone have any questions? Tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. West Coast time, we have a Torah study for the Psalms, a class on Psalm study. Motzi Shabbat. We will study from the Zohar for the parasha of the following week, which is Acharei Mot Kiddushim. Do a little more. Attend another class. Study another verse of Torah. Kodesh Tov. Shabbat Shalom. I hope you all have a beautiful month of Iyar. Shalom Gadol. Shabbat
Shalom. Thank you.
Shalom to all. Shabbat Shalom.